It's a somewhat sad indictment if one looks for examples of groups that suffered at the hands of the state and then had to fight tooth and nail for any acknowledgement of fault, because one need not look far. If we take a small snapshot of the last 5 years, there's a remarkably large number of people who have had to endure a long battle for justice with the very state that neglected them. First, there were those that suffered in institutions supervised and funded by the Department of Education. The Ryan Report finally emerged in 2009. It had taken 10 years and the resignation of Judge Lefoy to report into abuse that had taken place as far back as 1936. Perhaps most memorably, Michael O'Brien appeared on Questions and Answers, expressing the absolute frustration of having been ignored by government after government after government, before lambasting Noel Dempsey for what he called the government's mealy-mouthed apology.
You made a complete bags of it at that time, because I went to the Lefoy Commission and you had seven barristers there questioning me and telling them I was telling lies when I told them that I got raped of a Saturday, got a merciful beating after it, and then stopped. He came along the following morning and put Holy Communion in my mouth. You don't know what happened there. You haven't the foggies, you're talking through your hat there, and you're talking to a Fianna Fáil man, a former councillor, a former mayor. You're talking to, that worked tooth and nail for you, for the party that you're talking about now. You didn't do it right. You got it wrong. Admit it. And apologise for doing that. Because you don't know what I feel inside me. You don't know the hurt I am. You said it was non-adversatorial. My God. Seven barristers throwing questions at us, non-stop. I attempted to commit suicide. There's the woman who saved me from committing suicide on my way down from Dublin after spending 5 days at the commission. 5 days I spent at the commission. They brought a man over from Rome, 90-odd years of age, to tell me I was telling lies, that I wasn't beaten for an hour, non-stop, by two of them. By two of them, non-stop, from head to toe, without a shred of cloth on my body. My God, Minister, and could I speak to you and ask your leader, would you stop making a political football of this? You hurt us when you do that. You tear the shreds from inside our body. For God's sake, try and give us some peace. Try and give us some peace and not to continue hurting us. That woman will tell you how many times I jump out of the bed at night with the sweat pumping out of me because I see these fellas at the end of the bed with their fingers doing that to me and pulling me into the room to rape me, to bugger me and beat the shite out of me.
The Ryan Report, it's worth mentioning, was prevented by the government from calling for the sanction or prosecution of any of the groups involved. Then, of course, there were the victims of symphysiotomy, a horrific procedure which an estimated 1,500 women were unknowingly or without consent subjected to from 1944 to 1992. We had the Walsh Report, followed last year by a statute of limitations bill, unanimously supported by the Dáil, to allow all survivors to bring their cases through the courts. Despite the support, though, it almost instantly began to stall at committee level, and the women marched on the Dáil.
My name is Matilda Behan. And the reason why we're here today is because we're all at least over 50 years looking for justice for the butchery that was performed on us.
I think they're waiting for us to die, but he has another thing coming because I've no intention of dying. And if I do, I'll haunt him.
I was so badly butchered. My pelvis was broke. My pubic bone was sawed in half. I have dreadful injuries internal. My whole inside actually nearly fell down me. To wear trousers and pads and everything to keep me supported.
The result of all this? Well, the government announced less than 3 months ago that they wouldn't be supporting any bill lifting the statute of limitations and appointed another judge to review the findings of a report that was published 2 years ago. Perhaps the groups that have received the most attention over the last 5 years are those that represented survivors of the Magdalen laundries.
When I left the industrial school anyways, I went to work at an old folks' home in Ennis, County Clare. And whilst I was there, I was a wards maid. I was there maybe a couple of months, maybe 3 months at least, when I was talking to a porter. The next day was Sunday, and I was bundled into this taxi. And I didn't know what was going on. And I was taken to the Magdalen Laundry in Galway. I was crying. crying quite a lot, and because there was two nuns, one on either side of me. And I cried and I cried and I cried. And I knew what the Magdalene laundry was. It was like a prison.
The two nuns put me on the train. They were with me and brought me into Hyde Park. And I went into Hyde Park, and like I said, the first thing they did was took all my clothes, give me a big serge skirt, a big white apron, a cap, and some boots, and told me, your name now from now will be a tractor, and your number will be 63.
The state studiously washed their hands of the women, saying that their abuse had taken place in private institutions. This is what the Secretary General of the Department of Justice had to say to the UN in 2011.
These alleged events happened in most cases a considerable time ago in privately run institutions, and therefore the information available to us all is limited. However, as far as we can establish on the facts available, the vast majority of women who went to these institutions went there voluntarily, or if they were minors, with the consent of their parents or guardians.
The Magdalene groups, of course, received an emotional apology from the Taoiseach following the McAleese report a year ago.
I'm deeply sorry and offer my full and heartfelt apologies. At the conclusion of my discussions with one group of the Magdalene women, one of those present sang Whispering Hope. A line from that song stays in my mind. When the dark midnight is over, watch for the breaking of day. Let me hope that this day and this debate, heralds a new dawn for all those who feared that the dark midnight might never end.
Despite this, the four religious orders who own the laundries refused to contribute to the compensation scheme. So what could the government do about this?
I would ask them to reflect on the question of a monetary contribution here. I can't force them to do that. I can't take away the charitable status like some have been talking for. This is an issue that they know about themselves, and that's the position.
What worries many is the difficulty in drawing a line under any events like this happening again and again. For example, as the Taoiseach was apologising to the Magdalene groups, the state was still refusing to take responsibility for the abuse of Louise O'Keefe. The state, the European Court of Human Rights had decided, had employed her abuser Leo Hickey. She received her apology just last week. Furthermore, it was only as late as 2009 that the state was pursuing Louise O'Keefe for €500,000 in costs.
There's nobody responsible for what happened to me as a child. There's just simply no responsibility. There has been more support for Hickey than there has been for me from the department. It's outrageous. As you've seen in court, they immediately sought their costs. At a time when we're looking forward to Christmas, I really don't know what I'm going to do. At the very least, I'd hope that they would not continue to seek those costs, and I would beg and plead with them to waive all costs. I would have to, for the sake of my children and myself.
Why did you take it this far, Louise?
I had to. One of the reasons I took the case was because something happened to me that shouldn't have. I was abused as a little girl. It was wrong. When a wrong is done to a child, there should be responsibility accepted. Why the department could not and will not accept that responsibility is beyond me. I had to try. I had to do my best. I believed what I was doing was the right thing to do. And even with hindsight, I would do it all again because I was wronged.
How many more people await the type of justice Louise eventually received is unclear. But even this cursory look at the state's most recent past does not augur well.